Welcome to Hammer Down, number one sports gambling podcast coming out of the Pat McAfee Incorporated offices. I am Tone Diggs. I am joined by the 1-0 this week, 47-3 on the year, Pat McAfee.
How's it going? How you doing? Great to be a winner last night. You know, Lombardi, Diggs, there was a lot of numbers stacked against us yesterday, but we stuck to our guns and got a big dub last night on Thursday Night Football.
The man who was stacking.
He was throwing those haymakers out there, you know. I wanted to bite on it, you know, like ice fishing. I wanted to bite on it, but, you know, every time I thought about it, I thought about that Tennessee defense, and I said, no, I can't do that.
Yep, the man who was the man who was stacking those nukes against us was the nuke man himself, Bubba Gumpino. Welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tony.
How do you feel about last night?
I'd make the same pick today, my friend.
No, you know
I respect what? That.
Do you?
Well, yeah, because we all have our processes.
Oh, you're talking about if the same game processed in the same way with the stats, you would have picked it. Not that game, if it was available again and you could go back in time, you would have done the same thing.
Exactly.
Okay, I get it. Okay.
Trust the process.
All right. Trust the process. And speaking of the trust of process, Philadelphia 76ers fan himself, former NFL GM for the Cleveland Browns, assistant to the coaching staff for the New England Patriots, every other front office job that you could potentially have, scouting department, all those, everything. Host of the Lombardi Line, host of the GM Shuffle Pod, the Daily Coach, subscribe to that, and writes for The Athletic, Michael Lombardi.
Hey, boy, ties on.
Job I wish I really had of all those jobs is to be the general manager of the 76ers. That would be the ultimate right there. That would be the one I would want the most.
What? There's still time, Mike.
No time. I mean, it's I need to go to 76er rehab. It's horrible.
Yeah, they stink, huh?
And I believe they stink at 3-point shooting, and then they brought in a guy from Houston Rockets who all he likes to do is shoot 3-pointers. So that'll probably work out well.
Smart.
It's really good, yeah. I called Zeke Elliott the Joel Embiid of the NFL on my pod because he's just, you know, he's got all this potential, and it just doesn't show, like, he's not in great shape. It really isn't. I mean, Zeke is underperforming for his talent level. He should be one of the best players in the NFL.
What's his name looks better? Tony Pollard sometimes looks better.
Way better.
And yep. A lot cheaper. That's an interesting conversation whenever you get paid. People are looking to replace you immediately. Not only general managers, but your fans too, if you have a little bit of a downtime. And who knows what's going to happen with Zeke going forward. But I like the fact that Zeke knows that he's not always in the best shape or whatever, but has always performed well throughout his entire life, even if he isn't in the best shape. He was such a better athlete than everybody or whatever, that he even started like mocking it with the feed me thing. Like, yeah, like I like to eat too. Don't you worry about that. And he got tattooed on his stomach, and it's like, well, now you're going to have to like be in good shape forever because you're kind of mocking it, and it'll come back and bite you in the ass a little bit, Zeke.
1,000%.
I had years, like last night I saw the Colts wearing the all whites. They were wearing the all whites, the Spanx outfit, basically. And I'll tell you what, pre-Thanksgiving, post-Thanksgiving, with that goddamn Spanx outfit with these 4K cameras was problematic for me. I'd walk in the locker room, see what we were wearing, and was immediately upset upon having to put on the all whites. Because you know what? 4K cameras, they see everything these days. And I'd be judged just as much as Zeke was there for a bit.
Hey, man, hey, Pat, those all white Baltimore Colt, Indy Colt uniforms are one of the great uniforms of all time. They really are.
That's what they say. Everybody loves it. Everybody loves how awesome it is. Don't change it.
Wear blue with the white pants. It's just absolutely gorgeous. You feel like you're Johnny Unitas walking around in that uniform.
Yeah, that's what some people feel like. I'll tell you what I feel like. I feel like there's a goddamn fishbowl in my gut that I just got over the last 3 weeks because I haven't done much cardio. And it's just burp, and then it sits over side of the. But you're right. It is beautiful to watch. It is beautiful to look at, not be in. Colts, big win last night, by the way. I mean, that was a good game by the Colts. They kept Phil Rivers safe, which is what I think we all talked about yesterday with that Tennessee Titans defense. Like, are the Colts now? Is this what they should be doing going forward, or is the Titans so bad?
I mean, if he didn't play good against the Titans, when was he going to play good? I mean, that Titan defense is bad. It's been bad, bad. The Bears obviously couldn't move the ball on him. But, you know, I think this. I think Mike Vrabel's a really good head coach. I'm not sure Mike Vrabel's a great head coach and defensive coordinator. I think losing Dean Pease off that defensive staff has hurt him. And I think Mike took over the defense, and I think it's really made them not very good defensively. But Mike's a good head coach. But the defense being coordinated isn't very good. And you go back to Mike when he was coaching in Houston before he got the Titan job. That defense in Houston, the year he took over from Romeo Cornell, did not play nearly as well as it did the year before.
It feels like, and this could be dangerous, but it feels like, and I like that we're part of the year, and it showed last night, that we kind of have an idea of teams that other teams can play good against. Like last night, we knew that since the Titans defense was not going to pressure the Colts, that the Colts offense would potentially look good last night, and their defense is good enough to stop the Titans. Now, if the Titans play a team that is of a worse offense, like the Bears, then the Titans are going to be successful and things like that.
Oh,
is that
trends?
Yeah, is that how you feel this time of the year, Mike?
No doubt. I think like Phillip Rivers, I think Phillip played really well last night, but he, like Pat said, he got no pressure. You know, now if he plays against a team that's going to pressure him differently, you know, if he goes and plays Miami where they run a lot of zero blitz and play man-to-man, it may not be as good. So every week's a new week. That's why whatever happened last week, you got to throw out the window and really analyze how the matchups occur each week.
And then one of these, because Gumpy was giving me nukes earlier on it, was that I wanted to talk about was Steelers and the Bengals this week, because Joe Burrow and the Bengals look great against teams that can't pressure. And then teams that can pressure, what do you have those stats in front of you?
Yeah, the Bengals have played against two teams in the top 10 in QB pressure and sacks. Burrow was sacked 15 times in those two games. Steelers lead the NFL in QB pressure and sacks.
Oh, Joey Burrow's a dead man is what you're saying.
Exactly.
Oh, I like those stats. That's good news for my
Steelers. Lineup. What do you have on this game? I don't even have a line.
It's down to -6.5.
6.5 at FanDuel. The juice is -118, so it may go up to 7. Because I assume that's because Tomlin came out today and said Big Ben is on schedule to play Sunday.
We do not care, Mike Tomlin says.
What do you think about that game, Michael?
I mean, I like Pittsburgh in that one. I think that's why when Cincinnati went to play Baltimore, they got shellacked because of what Gump just said there. And I thought that Tennessee would do that to them with that second-team offensive line, but even Tennessee couldn't put pressure in that game. But Pittsburgh will put pressure on them in this game. They will get after them.
No Joe Mixon again as well.
Yep.
That doesn't even – at this point, it doesn't even matter that much because nobody throws the ball more than Joe Burrow.
Yeah, he throws – they are just going to see if he can throw maybe 100 times a game. But how do we feel about Joe Mixon having an official Joe Mixon update counter? How do we feel?
Oh, I didn't know he had that.
There's a Twitter account that is just
like strictly, a Tiger Tracker account?
Yeah, and it has a blue check mark on it and everything. It's like, it's just updates of Joe Mixon. I don't know if I hate it or love it, to be honest with you.
You got to think that's for fantasy, because I bet Joe Mixon was an early pick in fantasy football, and he's probably catching a lot of shit from people on Twitter, you know, that he's not playing. So it's a good way to kind of get the pressure off him. Like, I don't have to answer the questions all the time.
That's smart, actually, by the way. Good for Joe Mixon coming up with the hashtag Joe Mixon official update account.
Do you have the Steelers in something this week?
Or yeah, no? I do have the Steelers, yeah, as a pick-em, I do believe. It's part of my Super Boost. Is the Super Boost up there, and are the Steelers on there? That's a great question.
I didn't think – that's why I was asking, because we tweeted at the – or we showed it at the end of your show. No, it's the
– Chargers +8. So this is my Super Boost for the weekend, Lombardi. It's a three-team teaser.
I got him writing it down. Hold on. Give it to me.
Chargers +8.5. Ravens in a pick'em. And the Packers -6.5 against the Jaguars. That feels like a goddamn lock, doesn't it?
Give me the third one again.
Packers -6.5. It's a 7-point teaser for those three games.
I'm almost tempted to take the Packers at 13.5 as it is.
I'm with you, Mike. Yeah, I am with you, my friend.
All right, Michael. So does it hurt them or help them? The updated weather for that game is even worse now. It's supposed to be 35, wintry mix. The wind is 25 to 35 miles an hour with gusts over 40 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. What does that change? Well, I mean,
you know, it worries you, but I think Rodgers, with those big hands of his, can throw the ball through pretty much anything. And, you know, the team from Florida is going to play better than a team from Wisconsin. That one would shock me. Although, look, Jacksonville can run the football. This kid Robinson's a really good running back. He really is. How he was undrafted is, I mean, he didn't run a good 40 time at the combine, which is, you know, running backs typically that it's not a speed, it's not a true 40-time position. It's more of an instinct position, but he's really good. And I, you know, that win does bother me, especially Mike Pettine's run defense and run force. But I think Green Bay should be able to handle him.
Yep. I was going to ask you if you, because you had that big Florida kick earlier. You're like, hey, teams going down to Florida, they're not ready. It's like, all right, how about Florida teams traveling a different direction? Because that can also be quite a change on the body, on effort, on how a completely empty stadium up there, by the way, in Green Bay. I mean, there's a potential that a defense can lose some energy maybe.
No doubt. And with a rookie quarterback against a lot of pressure, Lutnow's going to see it. I mean, with the wind, and Chenault's not going to play, the outside receiver. So, you know, and look, Jacksonville's not a very good team. I mean, I think Green Bay should smoke them. I think the weather would worry me a little bit just because of how low the scoring might be in the game.
Packers have covered in every game they've won by an average of 11.2 points.
Yeah, and the only worry, like you talked about, the running game with James Robinson for Jacksonville. They're number 11 in the league in yards per rush. Green Bay, number 21 in stopping yards per rush.
Oh, no, son of a bitch.
More news that just came out.
That's not good.
Kenny Golladay is officially out for the Lions on Sunday versus the Washington football team. TJ Hockenson is questionable. When Golladay's out, I immediately take the Lions off my board.
Me too. Although my board tells me to take Washington, but I can't. I think I can't do it. I watched Alex Smith try to. I mean, I think it was hard on him. Although this week he'll get no pressure either. The other best rusher for Detroit's out. Aquara, I think how you say his name. You know, that kid, he's out along with Trey Flowers is out. They have no pass rush. I mean, the one thing I will think in this game, Washington will move the ball in this game. They will move it.
How bad does it look, Washington not taking a quarterback at this point, Mike?
You know, I wrote about it today for The Athletic. I mean, you know, this is what happens in the NFL. The number one job you have as a general manager is to correctly evaluate your own team, right? You got to really be sure about your own players. And, you know, they thought they had a quarterback in Haskins. When if you would have done this, if you were the GM of Washington, if you would have called around the league the month before the draft and said, look, would you be interested in Haskins? What would you give us for him? Make those calls and really could care less whether they got public or not. Mm-hmm. You would have learned that there probably wasn't going to be a lot of interest in that. You should have then said, probably should take a quarterback.
That's a little sample. Let me do a little focus group research here.
And and at that point, you would have got at least a lot more return than you will now for him.
You're going to get, yeah, exactly. You probably were going to get, like, maybe somebody would take him on a third or a fourth. But Pat's right. That's a little bit of a focus group. So, but it should have allowed you to say, look, I think Chase Young's going to be a good player, but Herbert's could be a generational player. Let's face it.
He's unbelievable. By the way, the more and more stats you learn about Herbert, it's like against blitz, he's doing this and this, he's doing this and this. And he looks calm. He looks cool. He's obviously massive. Ryan Clark said it was like he was standing next to Cam Newton the first time he saw him. I mean, he has the chance to be the guy now, but that's a big game this weekend because Tua, if he plays like he did against the Cardinals, there's a chance that game is going to be electrifying this weekend.
Van Noy and Wilkins out could be huge for the Dolphins.
Yeah, shout to the Chargers there.
I know it sounds crazy, but I like the Chargers here.
No, it doesn't sound crazy, by the way, because I literally just pressed their little button here on FanDuel as being one of my bets as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think this is, to me, I actually think the Chargers should be favored in the game based on my numbers. I mean, I think it's close, don't get me wrong, but the Chargers are slightly better, and without those two players on defense, I think the Chargers will be able to throw the football effectively on Miami. And I think quarterbacks, once you have a good look at it, what they do, I mean, let's face it, the Rams game, when you watch Tua, they didn't really do anything. Now, as you're sitting there studying them, if you're Gus Bradley, you know kind of what's going to happen in the game, how they're going to attack. You got to plan accordingly. Now, without Joey Bosa, that hurts, but still, with Melvin Ingram and the guys they got, they can still put some pressure on Tua.
Michael, so I know I'm worried about this, and I know you're worried about it because I'm looking at your Google sheet that you send to us.
Thank you for that, by the way.
And you have a bad coaching list, and you have two teams listed. And it's the Washington football team and the LA Chargers. How much does that worry you?
It worries the hell out of me. It really does. I mean, it really worries me. Like, that's what stops. I think Washington is just not very well coached at all three phases. I think that when you look at them, they don't tie it all together. They, you know, and And what more than anything is defensively with Washington. It's like, where is this great front that's supposed to be so dominant? It just doesn't show up.
They got that guy that has the mustache still there. What was that guy's name? Jim something? The guy...
Ryan Kerrigan?
No, the guy that...
Oh, Tomasula. He's in Dallas.
Oh, Jim Tomasula. Jim Tomasula is great.
Well, he's in Dallas. That team's...
Well, not a great coach, but he's a great
character. Well, you don't know that.
He's a great character. Okay. He's got a great story.
He's a great meme.
He is a great man, I think. I don't know him personally, but if he was still there, I bet you he would get him straightened out for sure. They got problems there in Washington.
By the way, you think, Mike, you think Malone's going to be able to turn the Cowboys around during this bye week? Or
I'm going to be interested to see what he does. Like, I thought this would be the time when he would have to fire the defense coordinator, just based on we got to get more organized. And as Al Davis would say, we got to get organized. And I don't know. I mean, that team, maybe they're kidding themselves after they played a good game against Pittsburgh that they got it straightened out.
That brings up good – during bye weeks as a GM, do you go in there thinking, like, there is potentially this is the week that we fire people?
No, I think you go in there with the idea that we need to figure out what's wrong and really work on solving it. You know, that's one of the things you should do during the season is constantly update your team about where you lack. You know, we need to get better on third down. We need to get better in the red zone. These are five things we have to do. And if you don't incorporate them, by the time you get to the bye, you're never going to be good at them. So, like, for Belichick, I would – write him memos or send him stuff like, hey, this is where I think we need to work. This is what we need to do. And then he could do whatever what he wanted with it. You know, we need more time on this. We got to get better. And then looking distantly in the future, if we're going to play this team, we really need to get better in this area because they're really good at it. So you got to have a short-term and a long-term planning with it. And if you wait for the week of the game, it's too late. You just don't have or the bye week, you just don't have enough time to fix it because you got to give the players 4 days off on the bye anyway.
Have they been, and you might not have the accurate answer, has that roster been worth a shit since you've left?
Well, I mean, I think they've suffered a little bit, not because I left, but I think in the last few years they have. I think that, you know, losing Akeem Hicks hurt us. I was still there and we lost him. They won the Super Bowl without him the next year, but I think that was one that we really let slip away. Economically, it wasn't that much money. And then, you know, of course, Jamie Collins, he kind of slipped away, wasn't playing really well. I mean, it's been a little bit of a struggle. Offensive line-wise, it stayed pretty much the same, although they've had these opt-outs would have hurt them. But I do think that they, you know, like he got a bunch of questions about the draft. I think this – the object is to win the Super Bowl, not get an A from Mel Kiper.
You're right. You're 1,000%. Let me ask you about that game, Michael, because Lamar came out this week on the Rich Eisen show and said that other teams are calling out their plays and teams know what they're going to do. And then there's all these stats about how he doesn't throw outside the numbers. Bill obviously sees that. What do you think about the Patriots and the Ravens this weekend? It's currently sitting at 6.5. Patriots are home dogs.
You know, I think that they can play a little bit smaller, which gives them more speed on defense, which is what they have to have. They're so slow on defense, and if they get Lawrence Guy back, a bigger defensive tackle in there, that'll help. Larry. You know, I think the Ravens' offensive line situation has been a problem. With Orlando Brown going to left tackle, that's not as good as when you had Ronnie Stanley over there. But look, the problem is you can call the plays out, but the plays have two dimensions. He's either going to keep it or give it. And you don't really know what he's going to do, right? And so you could think it's going to be read option, but how do you know who's getting the ball and who's not getting the ball? And I think what Bill's – the challenge Bill have in this game is he's never going to be able to make it a drop-back pass game because his offense isn't explosive enough to get a big lead on them to make them have to throw it. So he's going to have to play in the middle of the ring and slug it out with them, and I think that's a hard, hard game for them to do.
There is a thought to bet the Ravens just first half in this game. The Ravens are league best 6-2 against the spread in first half. And the Patriots rank dead last in first half scoring at 7.4.
Yeah, I mean, and that's typically goes against everything they believe in. They believe in establishing the lead and playing from ahead. And they have been able to do it partly because they really don't have anything up until the last 2 weeks. They've had nothing they can hang their hat on offensively.
Well, and also, I mean, to counter punch what you just said there, You would think at halftime, Bill Belichick and the boys with the big brains would be able to adjust. That's why they've made games close. It's like, all right, first half, we weren't able to do a goddamn thing. What were they doing? Okay, let's try to adjust a little bit. That's where the coaching comes in. So maybe the lack of weapons, the lack of roster first half, that's Bill that doesn't really have a good look on it yet for two quarters. And at halftime, he has a chance. That is a very good. Okay, Gumpy, look at you diving a little bit deeper with these nukes out here, pal. Look at that.
Well, he's got a little bit of pressure on him.
Oh, yeah, because last night they stunk.
Hey, if you ever think I stopped digging for nukes, you're out of your damn mind.
It doesn't matter if you're winning or losing, Gulp. It doesn't matter.
All right, speaking of nukes and winners, we got 10 minutes till Michael's got to head off to New England and get yelled at by that radio station. Let's get into the picks. What's your name, Mitt? Mitt, will you put up the stats, please, before we get into the picks? Pat is still an incredible 39-19 on the season, 1-0 after last night.
Hey, pretty good.
I am 30-25, which also is not terrible. 1-1 last night. Should have been 2-0. Gump is 31-30 last night. We know what happened. And Mr. Lombardi is gaining steam, 1-0 last night. Michael, you have the floor. What do you like this week?
I'm going to start it off with I like Arizona against Buffalo.
Okay.
I like Arizona. I think Buffalo is a little bit of a paper tiger defensively. Ooh. I think the speed of Arizona's offense will give them some trouble. I think you can attack their secondary. And I think it'll be maybe a higher scoring game. Mm-hmm. But I just think Kyler Murray's a hard guy to play. And I think Buffalo will walk into a situation where they think they're going to be able to just kind of slow them down. It's really hard, and it's hard to stop them with Hopkins and Christian Kirk making plays and Fitzgerald. I'm going to go with the Cardinals here.
Like that. I like that. What else you got?
The other one I like San Francisco. I'll take the 9. Thank you very much. Is that what you're willing to give me?
Yeah, 9.5 yep. Right now.
I'll take 9.5. Thank you very much. I have it on my board as a 5.87 game. I got faith in Kyle Shanahan to keep it closer. Trent Williams is back. They get Bourne back. McKinnon's going to be the running back. I think they'll move the football well enough, and I think they'll be able to tackle because they're a zone team, so they can tackle Kamara. Look, I thought the Panthers played them as well as you could play them. They lost by 2 down there. I think the 49ers, even though they're injury-riddled, they're not as bad as they were 10 days ago. I'll take the Niners and the 9.5 since you're so generous. And then, you know, I'm just going to go Russ Wilson and take the 2 points. Why not? I think it'll be a close game. And if you're going to give me 2 and Russell Wilson, I'm going to go ahead and take it.
Oh, good picks.
I like those. Mike.
Hey, those are good picks. That's good pick. Hey, that's a good couple of picks there. I mean, nowhere near the amount of picks we're probably going to make, but there's some good picks.
Thank you.
No problem, man.
Gumpy?
Taking the Giants. Oh. Plus 3.5.
I like that.
5-1 against the spread, their last 6 versus NFC. 5-2 against the spread, their last 7 versus NFC East. And the underdog in this meeting is 5-2 against the spread, last 7 meetings. I'm taking Packers. I know it's a lot of points.
Let's go. Okay.
Aaron Rodgers, like I said on the show earlier, has never lost to a team with a winning percentage of .125 or less. 8-0, winning by an average of 18.4 points per game.
Boom, boom.
Rodgers, 55-31-3 against the spread at home in his career.
That's unbelievable.
And I'm taking the Brownies.
Whoa.
And there's one major reason why. Texans' run defense has given up 5.1 yards per carry, and I think Nick Chubb coming back is just going to eat all day. Uh-huh. I'm with Mike on the Cardinals. There's one major reason why. Bills have struggled against mobile quarterbacks. Tannehill ran for 42, Newton ran for 54, Mahomes ran for 36, and Kyler Murray has rushed for 67 or more in 6 of 8 games this year.
Okay, Gumpy.
That's good stats.
I mean, this guy's bringing it today.
That's good stats there. I mean, you had a terrible night last night, but this is good. Good stats.
And I'm with Mike on the Seahawks, too. I can't turn down Russ getting points after a loss. 32-8 after a loss. 9-1 straight up after a loss. The Seahawks are last 10. 9-2 against the spread, last 11 as a road dog as well. And the last 20 meetings between the Rams and the Seahawks, the underdog is 14-6.
Wow, jeez.
Give me the Steelers as well.
Okay, let's go, Gump.
The quarterback thing, Burrow, they're going to eat them. Steelers 6-2 against the spread, last 8 home games. Bengals 7-20-1 against the spread last 28 meetings.
Let's go.
2-5 against the spread their last 7 in Pittsburgh. And the Steelers 4-1 against the spread their last 5 versus the AFC North. And I'm taking that Ravens first half. I have to. That stat's too good.
What is? Do you know what the line is on the Ravens first half?
3.5, I believe.
That's a lot of points.
All right, that's a lot. Where your head's at, I like how many picks you did there.
Oh yeah,
I got to get that record up.
Who are you, pal?
I'll roll.
Do it.
I like the Vikings -2.5 against the Chicago Bears. Feels like they figured out how to do football.
They have, and you know, Bears stink.
Yep, I agree. I like Chuck Pagano. Like, love Chuck Pagano.
Well, yeah.
But it feels like that offense has been able to move, and maybe they're re-energized.
It's not Chuck's fault.
Yeah, it's not Chuck's fault, but the Bears stink. I mean, maybe they got better. Maybe they got better. I don't know, but I like the Vikings. I like the Baltimore Ravens full game, -6.5. Mm-hmm. I like that a lot. I feel like Lamar Jackson last week had a lot of fun. And any time you potentially cause a little bit of a problem inside mm-hmm. your building, normally you're going to come out and ball out the next game.
That's the angle you're not going to get anywhere else.
Yeah, so I think like Lamar Jackson maybe caused a little bit of like a uncomfortable situation. So this weekend he's going to go out and absolutely mm-hmm. dominate. Because of the thing he said on the Rich Eisen show, I like them. Pittsburgh Steelers -6.5. I like them a lot for a lot of the reasons that Gumpy said. Joey Burrow might die in this game. And Gary Gilbert almost beating him is probably a wake-up call. Yep. You still get a win, so that's good news as a Steelers fan. Still got the wake-up call. It's like a win-win both ways there. I like the Chargers +1.5 against the Miami Dolphins just because I think Herbert's the guy. Now, Tua did cost me a $71,000 parlay last week with how good he played, but I like the Chargers just because this is a big matchup here. Everybody knows it. Herbert, Tua, this is the whole team is going to show up. This is going to be a great game. I like the Chargers to win it, even though they are very good at losing games.
Yes, they are.
I mean, very, the Chargers very are very, very, very good at losing games. I like the Tampa Bay Buccaneers -5.5. Bounce back game. How you doing? Keep moving. Also, potentially A.Q. Shipley playing. So that's a whole new offensive line in there with that little round mound of man who knows leverage better than anybody else. That's going to help out. Bounce back for Tom Brady, too, who sent me these glasses this week. They're good glasses, obviously. They're Danish. Don't know if you know that. And Washington. Football team +4.5 without Galladay and all of them. And I'll also take
your super booster.
And my super boost, yeah, that's for sure. I would like the center of a super.
I don't disagree. I don't have the guts to take Washington, but I like it. I like the charge. I like all of them. I really do.
All right.
I almost want to
that
take
that. Makes me feel good, Lombardi,
right
there.
That should make you feel good.
That makes me feel really good because it feels like Gumpy, who maybe has figured out how to read his stats again after last night's terrible thing, he's on my side for a lot of them. You're on my side. That normally means we're having a big winning weekend here on Hammer Down. Good for all of us. Good for all of us. Diggs, what do you got? Under.
I do have two under leans. I am not taking them as picks. Because
no undies?
I don't want to jinx them. I'm jinxed them lately. Detroit and Washington under, Giants and Philly under. Those are leans. My picks.
Here we go.
Browns -3.5. I think they're going to run the ball all over the Houston Texans. Houston Texans run D is terrible. You mentioned Nick Chubb is back. They're off a bye. J.C. Treader, their guard's coming back. Texans are 0-4 against the spread on the road. 0-5 is a dog. Give me the Browns -3.5.
That's a good bet, Tone. That's a good start.
Give me the Chargers. I like the Chargers for every single reason that's already been talked about in here, except for we're all a little bit worried about them closing that game up.
And also what Tua is going to be. I mean, Tua has a chance to be unbelievable.
Yeah, but there's a little more film out on those. We'll see what happens.
That's a good pick.
I'm also taking the Ravens, full game.
Let's go.
-6.5. I have one game here. I know it's going to lose. I know it's going to lose. 1,000% is going to lose. But I looked at my numbers. I looked at where all the money's at. It's going to lose. I'm taking the Panthers +5.5.
No, it's going to win. My win.
Hey, that's Teddy Two Gloves as a dog.
That's how they play. Christian McCaffrey's not playing.
Home divisional dog. There's a lot of stuff, except for the one where the Bucs are 2-0 after a loss this year. It is a bounce back situation, which you talked about and why you took the Bucs. Yeah. I've got a pretty good feeling I'm going to lose this one, but I just had to do it. No, I just had to do it.
Money's with you on this game. I know. The money's with you on this game, so you're not alone here. I mean, if you would have taken New England, you would be alone. There's 8%. I mean, the Rams have very little, and what else is bad?
What do you got on the Raiders Broncos over there, Mike?
Well, you know that line has been moving steadily to a little bit to Denver. The Vegas only has 29% of the money. People are betting Denver in that,
which is wow. I was shocked that the public wasn't on Packers more. It's 50-50 Packers-Jags.
Yeah, I mean, 13, people are always going to take points. You know, the Niners now, the Niners were, at one time, the Niners were less than 20%, and now that now they've gone up to 43, and they've moved the number. Now there's some places it's at 10.
Did I have the Steelers? Yeah.
Yeah, yep. Okay. And 71% of the money is on the Bengals, so, you know, you might like where you're at right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, I do. I like it a lot.
All right, Michael Kidd, thank you enough. Go get yelled at in New England.
Yeah, we'll talk next week.
Hey, we appreciate bye. You, buddy.
Appreciate you, Michael. Any footy picks this week?
International break, Paul.
Bro, what? You can't be taking breaks right now. I think the world's going to shut down. They should have been trying to get as many games as possible.
They got to set up for Euro coming up.
Oh, fucking Euro, dude.
I mean,
Euro, bro.
I mean,
what is Euro
for Euro?
Euro? That's the tournament. Money? The tournament? Yeah. Euro Cup?
Yeah, every 2 years.
A Euro
Four.
Cup?
Every 4 years, because it goes World Cup, Euro every 2 years.
What happened? Scotland did something
Scotland,
yesterday.
First time in 22 years they qualified for a major tournament.
That'll tilt the kilt.
All right.
That'll tilt the kilt.
I have, right now on FanDuel, you could do a $25 five-plus leg parlay for college football, risk-free. So that means you put $25 on a risk-free parlay
that you could probably hit for a shit ton of money. And by the way, there's a lot of games that nobody knows what's going to happen this weekend.
Mine, I have it in for $25 to win $1,100 and 1,135. $1,135.
$1,135 too. You could have
snucked that one in.
Yeah.
You could have snuck that one in.
You could have got it there.
Did this last week, missed on one leg. Fucking Raging Cajuns fucked us.
$25 back though.
$25 back. We're going to do it again. Make sure you opt in though. You got to opt in. You clicked on a little opt in tab.
And then you'll get the heads up on special offers and deals and stuff too.
I got Georgia Southern minus 9.5 against Texas State. I got Southern Miss plus the 7.5 against Western Kentucky. San Diego State minus 10.5 against Hawaii. Nevada minus 17 against New Mexico. SMU is a pick'em. Or sorry, I got Tulsa as a pick'em against SMU. Almost fucked that one up. And Northwestern minus 2.5 at Purdue.
I can't believe you're sleeping on Stephen F. Austin still.
I don't know if they play this week.
Okay. Well,
Southern Miss is a good pick. I like
that. I didn't know
one.
They
Thank
played
you.
Ever, dude.
Huh?
I didn't know they played ever.
Stephen F. Austin.
Yeah, but when I found out, we hammered them.
All right. Now there's still three Warriors left in the plus minus one Survivor. It's Pat. It's Ty. And it's Mitt. Can I please have your gentleman's picks for this week?
Is Ty here?
Mitt, we'll start with you.
Where's Ty at?
All right, we're going to go with the other.
Jesus.
Are you underwater? Somebody get this guy a goddamn snorkel.
I mean, you do it every time. Just clear your throat before you turn your mic off.
All right, I will.
Now he's shooting fucking. Now he's just ciphering.
All right, my bad. All right, I'm taking Houston.
Jeez Louise.
What?
Houston.
You piece of shit, dude.
I don't trust Baker Mayfield. I'm taking Houston.
I mean, you're wearing a Browns jersey. You trust Johnny Manziel?
This is not. Yeah, I trust him way more than Baker Mayfield. Can't hit a bro outside of a barn right now.
Well, that's a very interesting take. So you're taking the Houston Texans at plus 4.5 this weekend.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hey, way to go. Hey, you're in the finals, not fucking Diggs.
True.
You just because you can't get words out at the beginning of your sentence, don't let Diggs ruin what you got going
true,
on.
True.
By the way, Mitt, I forgot you were still in this thing, and that's why last week he took a big shot at mine. Remember?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, out of nowhere, and I was like, "Whoa, Mitt, you're after me." No, Mitt's potentially the winner of this goddamn thing. Let's go. Mitt, I like where you're at, bub.
Thank you.
I mean, I want to take the Packers. I really do, but give me the Niners plus 10.5.
Oh, that is a good – you search for a good number when you do this.
I do. I like doing that.
13.5 down to 12.5. What's that do for you?
What does that do for me? Nothing.
9.5, 10.5. That does something for you.
Golly.
Sure does, man.
Hey, good luck out there.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you.
What do you like, Pat?
I don't know. I was just trying to figure that out as we go here. Do I like the... Oh, boy. God, do I let the Cardinals break my heart again with a minus 1.5? Or do I go with Herbert in plus... Or do I don't know. Steelers, minus 5.5.
Steelers minus 5.5?
Yeah, I like
that's
the Steelers.
That's good number one.
I like the Steelers a lot this weekend, man. I do.
All right.
Joe Burrow, I like Joe Burrow, but I like the Steelers a lot this weekend.
I mean, yeah, we all like Joe Burrow. Fucking Bengals fans, a little chirpy this week.
Are they?
Yeah.
It'll be quiet real quick.
Like, they're...
But, or maybe real loud, by the way, because that social media account putting up the Hoosman Zada thing, they are going to be loud on Monday, as they should be, by the way, if you beat the Steelers
team. A lot of, we got the future of the division, blah, blah. Little do they forget, Lamar Jackson won the MVP last year, and he's pretty much the same age as Joe Burrow. So,
well, and the good news about the future of division is it doesn't count for a single win or loss right now.
Correct.
So, fucking cheer all you want.
They're the worst.
But I like the Bengals. I like Cincinnati. I like the Bengals. I'm just saying, little bounce back game for the
Little bounce back.
The game. Original world's team. The world's team, pal.
Let's hope for a little bounce back game.
Need a big one.
Need a big one. 5.5 at least. Let's go.
Who you got winning the Masters?
Me? Tiger Woods.
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, probably.
Obviously.
Yeah, back to back, baby.
How could you not? I mean, Fred Couples might get loose, but Tiger Woods definitely going to catch up to DJ and the boys.
Luckily for Tiger, I believe Fred shot a 10 over today.
So that clears the way, then. That clears the way.
He got a little too loose.
Clears the way.
It's tough whenever the ball just plugs, especially with Fred Couples, the way he plays. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he needs a little roll. Tiger's even through five today.
That's what I'm talking
about. He needs to get going a little bit.
Where's DJ at?
DJ is, he finished -9. He's tied for the lead with four other people.
And where's Tiger at?
Four under.
That he doesn't need to do anything. He needs to just stay right here.
I'd like him to be around six.
Okay, yeah, if he gets to six, it's cool. But if he stays at four, I'm cool with it too. As long as he gets to the weekend. Once he gets in a weekend, then all of a sudden, you know, he's like a bull seeing red, wearing his red also, as a tiger seeing red.
You talked about it on your show a little bit. Shout out the Masters and NFL getting together because the Masters coverage on Sunday is from 10 to 3. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you get a little mix of NFL there. Mm-hmm. But then the NFL has six games after the Masters is over. They know it. Nice little handshaker.
Yeah, Roger Goodell's walking around Augusta with a stove yesterday, following around Tiger Woods. I mean, this decision was made months ago, my friend. It's a good move for all of us watchers and gamblers and fans of sports. Now, granted, I would probably watch the same amount of the Masters as I would have if there was 50 games at the 1 o'clock hour.
Sure.
I'll just get the highlights on the television, but or on the internet. But if Tiger's in there, probably main screen if I had to guess.
Probably. All right, before we get out of here, I got the Browns, the Panthers, the Chargers, the Ravens. Nice. Lombardi's got the Cardinals, the Niners, and Seahawks. Mm-hmm. Gumpy's got the Giants, the Packers, the Browns, Arizona, Seattle, the Steelers, and the Ravens first half. Pat has the Vikings, the Ravens, the Steelers, the Chargers, the Bucks, the Washington football team, your Super Boost, which is the Chargers up, the Packers down. And who was down to the
Ravens?
Pickle. The Ravens down. Mm-hmm. And then Mitt's got Houston. Ty's got 49ers. And you got Steelers.
Shoot.
Hey, I just want to let you know, we both got seven bets in this weekend. Okay, we both had seven picks. Mm-hmm. You got four, right?
Four.
Lombardi's got three?
Mm-hmm.
There will be a case study on whether or not we should be as confident as we are.
Well, you guys are just more confident than I am as a human beings.
Yeah, but this could bite us in the ass. You know, it's a big swing of the pendulum.
Could not, though.
Yeah, but I'm saying this is like Jeopardy James whenever he attacked the Jeopardy board. We're going for the daily doubles and just hammering, doubling down, where you're playing the more Ken Jennings slow and steady race. So
I just don't like to every week, you know, you look at the board. You know, some weeks I'll pick three, some I'll pick seven.
Yeah,
if I like a game, I like a game.
I mean, I don't go in and say, hey, I'm only picking four. Yeah, I go in and I let the board tell me how many picks I'm making.
I'm picking a lot every week, it feels like. I mean, when I was looking at the records, can you put those back up, Mitt?
I think I have 61 picks.
Yeah. Gumpy's got 61. How many do I have? I have 58 picks. Tone's got 55 to his credit, so you are confident. Then down there, Lombardi's at what, 33 or 43?
Good job on this graphic, Mitt. New great. Picks.
Hey, Mitt has been kicking ass in the hole.
What Mitt's good at is he finds good pictures of us.
He does?
Nah, he didn't. He had a 400-pound photo.
This one, I think.
This one's great.
The original was tough.
Yeah, but he's been getting better and better. Yeah, he's good. Mitt's a hard worker, dude.
He is.
Shout out to Zito. He gives me all those.
Shout out to Zito.
And he's humble.
By the way, you and Zito having a conversation is fucking, I bet.
Hey, shout out Jay for working the board. Jay, thanks, man.
Bye-bye, Jay.
Good graphics underwater, though.
All right, everyone, good luck.
Get a snorkel.
Good luck. Only bet as much as you're willing to lose.
Yep, bingo. Be safe. Be responsible.
We'll see you on Monday.
Hey, get wild.
Not too wild. Hammer down.